Sahagana Lalita Srivishakan Bitangscha. Hey Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. So we are studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, the song of God, as is given to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We are currently studying Chapter 7, Knowledge of the Absolute. This Chapter 7 begins the middle six chapters, which Srila Prabhupada says are the most important chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. The first six and last six chapters are protective coverings for this middle six, which deals with the most confidential knowledge, the knowledge of pure Krishna consciousness. So we have left off on text number 11, and I will ask everyone to repeat after me, text number. But first, let's chant. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text number 11. Please repeat. Balang Balabatang Chahang. Kamaraga Vivarjitam. Dharma Virudho Bhuteshu. Kamasmi Bharatarshava. Synonyms for each of the words. Balam, strength. Balavatam, of the strong. Cha, and. Aham, I am. Kama, passion. Raga, and attachment. Vivarjitam, devoid of. Dharma aviruddha, not against religious principles. Bhuteshu, in all beings. Kama, sex life. Asmi, I am. Bharata Rishabha, O Lord of the Bharatas. Translation, if you would kindly respond. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principles. O Lord of the Bharatas, Arjuna. So, yes, the strength of the strong, but devoid of passion and desire. In other words, yes, you can exhibit your strength, your power, but it has to be done for the right, just, moral cause, not for your sense gratification. And then sex life. Sex life is not denied. There has to be procreation, and that is its usage. Modern man, Kali Yuga man and woman, want to use sex life for enjoyment. But that is not religious principles. Religious principles dictates, yes, sex life for the purpose of creating a child. Otherwise, no sex life. Sex life, according to religious principles, means the husband and wife want to, they are desiring to bring about a child. That is its only purpose, not sense gratification. Trying to enjoy sense gratification through sex life is demoniac, is sinful, and as a result, one will become degraded. As Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Naishtika Brahmachari, he said, I am prepared to have sex 100 times if it is done according properly to religious principles to produce Krishna conscious children. That was the idea. There's nothing wrong with sex, but what's wrong is illicit sex. Sex which is for the purpose of sense gratification, enjoying the senses. Let us look at Prabhupada's purport, and we welcome back Bhishma Pita. Welcome back, Haribol. I was thinking of you for the last 5 minutes. Very good. Jai. Jai Krishna Das. Purport. The strong man's strength should be applied to protect the weak, not for personal aggression. Similarly, sex life, according to religious principles, dharma, should be for the propagation of children, not otherwise. The responsibility of parents is then to make their offspring Krishna conscious. We see, if you look at Lord Rishabhadev in the 5th canto, Lord Rishabhadev is an incarnation of Krishna. He's Vasudev. Everyone say that name? Vasudev. So in the 5th canto, there are several chapters which deal with Rishabhadev. And one chapter is his instructions to his 100 children headed by Bharat. Bharat Maharaj, who achieved perfection within 3 lifetimes. Bharat Maharaj, then the deer, and then Jada Bharat, and then complete perfection. So Rishabhadev was instructing his 100 sons, and one of those instructions was, one should not become a parent, one should not become a teacher, or a guru, or even a demigod, unless you can guarantee the liberation of your dependent. So yes, Bhaktisiddhanta was saying, I am prepared to have 100 children, provided I can deliver them from this cycle of birth and death. So becoming a parent is a very heavy responsibility. Very heavy responsibility, because it is the parent's duty to bring the children up in such a way that this is the last birth for their children. That this is the last time they have to reincarnate. And the way to do that is to teach them how to become pure Krishna conscious devotees. Easily centered around studying Bhagavad Gita, practicing Bhagavad Gita, living Bhagavad Gita, following the most important final instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Braja, Ahang Tvang Sarva Papebhyo, Mokshayashi Masuchaha, which means one should chant incessantly the holy name of God. Harinama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalo, Nastyeva, 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 Gatyaranyata. Therefore, we incessantly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now, the next few verses are going to deal with the 3 modes of material nature. So these next 3 verses are very significant, especially text number 14.